Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 162. Today's topic is, again, a continuation of how to market a business from scratch. What are the step-by-step-by-step processes and tactics that you should be executing in the order that I'm going through? So we've talked about two things so far. We've talked about competitive research, and in the last episode, we talked about building a couple of customer personas and avatars. So today's episode is all about naming, and in particular, naming your business and then naming any other kind of tertiary things that go around with the business. Now, there's a lot of different schools of thoughts that you can look at when it comes to naming. And when I really analyze a situation, there's one of a couple things. There's often the types of people that they need a name before they can do anything. And the reason that I prefer not to start with naming your business is because you really want to start to get in the mind of your customer before you just start to slap some things on the wall. And I also want you to kind of see some of the things that your competitors are doing so that you can not just blend in and end up kind of being among the noise. But the downside of just slapping a name is that I firmly believe that you underthink the value of a name, and you just don't think of a couple things, in particular the legal ramifications that we're going to talk about, and then you have problems in the future. So if I look at naming, and in particular, again, we're staying with the example of you're starting a preschool or childcare center from scratch. Most of these centers have very, very similar names. ABC Academy, Kids Academy, ABC Learning, ABC Childcare. And I'm obviously simplifying things a bit, but there often isn't a huge variance among names. You could look at that as one of two ways. You could look at it, okay, great, well, anything we're going to do is going to be fine and we'll kind of blend in. Or the way that I really want you to look at it is we need to find something that is going to stand out. Now, from a naming standpoint, there are two different ways to execute this project. There is, well, there's actually three. There's the one that most people do is just pick something and kind of slap it up that they like. And usually it might have some kind of significance. Maybe it has your last name. So maybe I would call it Michael's Preschool, for example, or maybe I would name it the names of my kids. So that usually is where most people kind of think. So a lot of these names that I've seen for childcare centers, they have the name of the owner somewhere, or it's something that's just pretty generic. So that's one of three options. The second option is the one that we're going to talk about today, and that's following a structured process, but not a process that is so intense that it takes 2 years to complete. And the third one is where you really get intense, and this is where you're hiring a full-blown naming agency, and you're doing lots of focus groups. I mean, and it usually is a six-month process, and the investment to name a preschool probably would be somewhere in the low, low side would be $10,000. High side, you could be $50,000 to $100,000. Now, there's a place for that, and that probably is if you're looking at franchising, for example, in the future, or if you're planning on if you're not just opening up one childcare center, you're thinking of having a couple hundred. I mean, the name would be massively significant. And I'm not trying to downplay the name, but the name of your business isn't going to be the reason that these families end up joining your center. It's important, and it's going to give you that brand recognition, but it's not the only thing by any means. So I always recommend option B, and that is the option that I have executed for every single new name that I have needed. And I literally have came up with three or four new names for other ventures in the past 2 weeks. So here's how you execute this with largely the resources you have. So the first step is to schedule a structured brainstorming session. And you want to do this with any stakeholders and or a couple of moms or people that fit your customer avatar and customer persona. So if you could get 5 to 7 people, maybe high side of 10, but if you could get a fair amount of people in the room, you're going to execute a structured brainstorm. And literally, initially, you're going to give everyone a bunch of post-it notes with some markers, and you're going to say, all right, for the next 5 minutes, I want you to write down any name that you think would be good for our childcare center. Ready? Go. And in a structured brainstorm, nothing is off the table. No idea is a bad idea. And literally just in that 10 minutes with a fair amount of people in the room, again, 5 to 7 is usually the best number, you're just going to let them throw everything on those sticky notes. And quantity over quality is the key. So you want them slapping as many things as they possibly can. Step 2 then is you're going to have people put their sticky notes up one at a time. And then as people go, you're going to start to find some similarities. So maybe someone said, I don't know, kids learning center. And then someone else said kiddie learning center. And someone else said children's learning center. So you're going to start to put things that are similar into different categories. The next step is you might start to throw some random words. You might say, all right, think of toys. And I want you to throw any names up that kind of come to mind when you think of the word toys. You might say the word summer, play, outside, family, love, religion. You're going to throw down some random phrases that are in alignment with the type of childcare center that you're envisioning building. Now, in the childcare space, there's lots of different types of centers. There's Montessori, non-Montessori. There's ones that are pre-K focused. There's ones that have a ton of infants. That's not the norm. There's ones that they might have all the way up to grade school. There's some that might not have pre-K. There's some that are religiously focused, like Christian or faith-based versus non. So obviously those pieces would need to come into play. But I don't like to pigeonhole you initially. With a structured brainstorm, I want you to have as many ideas as you possibly can at first. But then I want you to use the words based on the type of center that you would be creating. So the chances are pretty high that if you're a Montessori school, you're going to need the word Montessori somewhere in your name. The chances are pretty high that if you're going to be a faith-based childcare center, that you need something either in the name or the phrasing and words should connotate that you're a Christian learning center, for example. So you start off broad. And then you start to throw some words that relate back to the type of center or things that are going to be at your center. And you're just continuing to get as many names as you can. And you're just going through the process of people one at a time putting up their sticky notes And then what you'll do after give or take about 90 minutes, sometimes a little shorter, sometimes a little bit longer, is you're going to have some pretty decent names up there. And what I want you to do is to then take those names, transfer them over to something like a Google Sheets. I don't want you to rank them or prioritize them or anything like that. I want you to take all of them, transfer them over. The next step is I want you to leverage an online naming tool. There's a lot of them. There's Naming Force. There is Squad Help. I mean, there's a dozen different ones that you could look at using. You don't need to use more than one. But what I want you to do is I want you to put some of the words that you had up there that started to resonate. So if you found a lot of names that had, I don't know, ABC in them, then you could say, I really am starting to like that trend, would love some names here. You want to make sure that you provide details about the type of center that you're looking at starting, so that the names that come back are at least correlated. And the beautiful thing with this contest is that you're going to get hundreds and hundreds of names. I just did a couple of contests, two of which I had 1,600 names. And you'll want to make sure that each day that you're going through and you're eliminating some that just don't make any sense, that you just aren't resonating with, because you're never going to be able to analyze thousands of names. It just isn't realistic. So what I have done with that process is that I'll give multiple people access to go through and eliminate, and you want to start to categorize them. So one of the tools that I use, Squad Help in particular, it allows me to say, like, love it, like it, on the right track, no thank you, and hate it or something like that. I don't think hate it's an option, but no thank you, I think, is the pleasant way that they phrase it. And I'll have multiple people doing that. And I'm not looking to eliminate anything unless it's really bad. But of those 1,500 names, I mean, I eliminated well over 1,200 that just didn't fit. But then I whittled the list down to 15 that were love it, 50 that I liked, and then the rest were kind of, they were okay. So what I want you to do is to then take that list and add it to the initial list that you did when you did your structured brainstorm. And from there, you're going to continue to go through the same exercise and continue to kind of whittle things down. And I like to whittle it down to the place where you've got, give or take, 20 to 30 names on the high side. If you can get it down to 10, that would be ideal. But I'm going to tell you why you're going to want 20 to 30 initially. The biggest thing that business owners miss, and a lot of these preschools miss, is they don't check the name from a legality or trademark standpoint. I am huge when it comes to trademarking names. I will not name a business something that I cannot trademark. And I could probably count on one hand how many of the childcare centers that I've worked with that actually have trademarked their name. I can't even, off the top of my head, I can't even think of any right now. I'm sure there are some, but I can't think of any. So I like to look at the USPTO.gov site, and my disclaimer is, in no way am I an attorney, but I'll use that as a really quick check to see, is that name trademarked? And if the name's trademarked, I instantly eliminate it off my list, because personally speaking, I refuse to name a company, again, something that I can't trademark. I want to be able to leverage that name wherever I want in the capacity that I want. And maybe I'll do another episode on trademarks and things like that. I mean, that's a pretty lengthy conversation. If you wanted to make it a little bit easier on you, you would leverage an intellectual property attorney. And for a few hundred dollars, they'll go through and they'll just give you a quick yes or no on do they believe you could secure a trademark. Not an in-depth review, but they would do a quick review of the names that you have, and that will then start to help you whittle it down to 10. The final process then would be to do some kind of focus group, typically doing some kind of email survey where people are voting. If you want it to be more structured and do a focus group in person and invest some more money, you surely can. You want to make sure that those personas are in the room based on the people that you identified. And from there, then you'll whittle it down to a couple of names, probably the two or three names. You then will send those two or three names to the trademark attorney to have them vet the names. They will give you the recommendation. Yes, I feel that all these names, or no, these two, you've got an 80% chance of being approved. And for me, that is when I then pick the name. Again, I go through this structured process step by step by step by step. So the 30-second recap, structured brainstorming process, getting as many names as you can. Then you're going to leverage a tool like Squad Help or a similar online naming tool. Third thing you're going to do then is whittle those names down, letting multiple people that are in your persona whittle those names down. You're going to then have a trademark attorney vet a long list initially to help you whittle it down. And then from there, you'll do a focus group or some kind of online survey to see which of the two or three names rise to the top. Finally, you'll have that trademark attorney do a more in-depth review of those two or three names, and you'll select based on that. That is how you name a child care center or any business that you're starting if you want to do it the right way. Tune in for the next episode in this series. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.